here's a story from The World.
In the remaining weeks before the November 3rd presidential election, we'll be exploring the global stakes of the vote, how who wins the White House could impact people and policies across the world.
The whole world is watching.
The most important election.
Human rights.
Climate change.
Race, immigration.
Value your freedom and democracy. This is what inspires the whole world.
Today, we turn our attention to China. Both candidates, President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden, are trying to outdo each other to show how tough they'll be on Beijing.
If I don't win the election, China will own the United States. You're going to have to learn to speak Chinese.
And I spent more time with Xi Jinping than any world leader had by the time we left office. This is a guy who doesn't have a Democratic with a small D bone in his body.
China will almost certainly come up in tonight's first presidential debate. And as Rebecca Canther in Shanghai reports, many Chinese are paying close attention.
Alex Dai, a Chinese businessman and LGBTQ activist, may be paying attention more than most. He told me that in the past month, he's attended 21 talks explaining America's electoral process. He sent me a video from one of them.
All right, one last question.
Okay, so do people really know who are those people in the Electoral College before the election day?
They're individuals. When you vote, you're actually voting for the slate of electors, and that's chosen by the party, the state parties.
Dai says attending these talks has helped him get more context for what's going on in the U.S., that he can't get from mainstream Chinese news.
Right now, the relationship between the U.S. and China is tense, or at least that's what we read in our media. We hope the election improves the situation.
Dai says he worries about Biden's age. He likes Trump's leadership style and also the pressure he puts on China.
I admire his ability to boost the economy. He has a unique style. He uses a very humorous way to manage the country because he's not a politician. He's very interesting, and his management style is very different.
For every Chinese person who likes Trump, it seems like there's one who really doesn't. Restaurant owner Patrick Lin isn't a fan.
I don't know much about Biden, but Trump, I feel, is a joke. Trump's policies and his personal behavior doesn't fit with our idea of a president or a leader. He just says whatever he wants.
People in China don't agree on which candidate would be better for improving U.S.-China relations. Guo Hanfang runs an educational consultancy in Shanghai. 5 years ago, she took some students to Iowa to observe the campaign process. They met Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, and even volunteered for some candidates. This year, with U.S.-China relations in the news, the upcoming elections are on her mind.
Most of the Chinese believe if Trump will continue his president, our relationship will be bad. But if Biden will be the president, China and the USA will be with a better relationship.
Guo and her former classmate have a bet on the election results.
I bet on Trump. I personally don't like Trump, but I think he will win.
She holds out hope, though, that if Trump wins, he'll soften his stance a bit.
Trump still is a business people. He wants to be a great president. He has to do some achievement. So after president campaign, maybe he will shift his task to build the economy more than have conflicts with China.
Guo says that the people she knows who have the most at stake are parents who want their kids to study in the U.S. One of them is Helen Gong. Her tailor shop makes custom-made suits, and before this year, business was so good, she could afford to send her 17-year-old son to the same private school as some of her high-end clients. She was planning on sending him to college in the U.S. next year. Now she's having second thoughts. She told me her decision will likely be influenced by who wins in November.
Biden seems more steady and predictable to me. He's more concerned with the people's welfare. At least he'll try to find a peaceful resolution. We don't want a war. It would be bad for all of us ordinary folks.
Experts in China think a full-fledged war is unlikely, but they are worried that the relationship between the U.S. and China could continue to go downhill. Wei Zongyo is a professor of international relations at Fudan University in Shanghai. He says it's naive to assume either Trump or Biden will ease up pressure on China.
Neither wants to be weak on China. So I think whoever wins in the general election, I think the China-US relations will face an uphill journey.
But Wei thinks a Biden presidency might be preferable in Beijing.
Biden's style is very different from that of Trump. If the Biden team, they don't push China into a corner, maybe leave some room for face saving, and maybe China is more willing to make some concession on economic issues or some other issues.
Shending Li, also a professor of international relations at Fudan University, isn't sure it matters who wins.
The issue is that China is likely to replace the U.S. to be the dominant power in the world in 10 years. Whoever is elected would not accept that new reality and would do his or her best to stop China. So the election would make no change.
A lot of people in China will be tuned into tonight's first debate, searching for a hint of what November could bring. For The World, I'm Rebecca Kanther in Shanghai.
From PRX.